Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 24th of April. From Testimony to Foot Washing. It is important to recognize that the word, ministered as bread to a hearer, also has a polarizing effect upon them. They are either joined to the fellowship from which the messenger is proclaiming their testimony, or they are appointed to another table. This is a table of demons. This was exemplified by the interaction between Jesus and Judas at the last Passover. Jesus identified his betrayer as the one who received the bread that he dipped in the gravy of the meal. Judas, maintaining his self-righteousness, received the bread from Jesus, and immediately Satan entered him. He was no longer part of the fellowship established by the word of Christ. He was of another spirit, and his self-defined good works were to his destruction. Foot washing is a further ministry application of the word to which the Spirit is presently calling us. Having shared their testimony as those of like passions with their hearers, messengers wash the feet of their hearers through the specific application of the word to their lives, marriages, and families. This application is necessary because Jesus clearly stated that although a believer is made clean by the word that is preached, they are only made completely clean as they participate in washing another's feet. This happens with the messenger and with one another through open-faced fellowship in the word that was preached. A messenger can only wash the feet of their hearers if they are receiving this washing themselves. Presuming to wash the feet of another without this application in their own life is a great error. The feet of messengers are washed as they allow the word to be applied to their life through open-faced communication with their brethren in the presbytery. This cleansing work is apparent in their lives, marriages, and families, and in relation to the work to which they have been called by God. The references used in today's devotions are John chapter 13, verses 26 and 27, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 21, and John chapter 13, verse 10. For further study, John chapter 13.